Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Red Sox rolled out the red carpet for the National Urban League last night. The Civil Rights and Economic Empowerment Organization is holding its annual convention in Boston as it celebrates its 100th anniversary. And as WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, last night's event was a reminder of Fenway's history of being a venue not always welcoming to African Americans.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we honor the National Urban League.
Last night, Fenway Park, one of the most storied baseball fields in the nation, played host to one of the nation's oldest civil rights organizations. Mark Morial, the head of the National Urban League, threw out the first pitch.
From Orleans, Louisiana, Mark Morial.
Five youngsters from Boston, from the neighborhoods of Dorchester, Roxbury, and Mattapan, who had never been to Fenway before, served as bat boys and bat girls. That announcement came from 11-year-old Stephen McConnell, who was there with his mom and dad. None of them have ever been to Fenway Park before. Davida McConnell puts it this way.
No one in my family has been to Fenway Park before. My husband has not been to Fenway Park before, so this is the first time for all of us.
You said you did go to Celtics games when you were a kid.
I went to Celtic games. I went to the Boston Garden all the time. I did. And we had wonderful experiences, but we just didn't go to Fenway.
Why not?
I think there were a number of reasons. It just didn't seem to be a place where we would be well received. You know, it didn't seem to be a place that was necessarily safe in the 70s and the 80s.
Dennis Wilson was born and raised in Roxbury, taught history for 30 years, and still coaches sports teams at Madison Park High School. He also hosted a sports show for Boston Cable TV.
There's many African Americans who love baseball, who play baseball, who know baseball, and they would attend the games, and they were really harshly treated, and a lot of racism took place, and a lot of name-calling and trash throwing at individuals, and it was really a scary and uncomfortable and dangerous situation.
Wilson has seen a change in the past 10 years with the new ownership.
So over the years, thank goodness, things have gotten much better. You know, with the likes of owner John Henry and Larry Lucchino and Tom Warner, they now have changed the atmosphere where now people of color can feel a lot more comfortable going to games. I know I've gone to games and the atmosphere has changed drastically, you know. They're not staring at us like we had four heads and six eyes and that we're aliens or anything.
Red Sox president and CEO Larry Lucchino was part of the ownership team that took over in 2002.
We came into a situation where we inherited a lot of extraordinary things in the Red Sox legacy. And included in those bundle of very good things was one very negative thing, and that's a history of racial intolerance. And we saw it as an opportunity to change the perception of the Red Sox by changing the reality of the Red Sox and the Fenway Park experience.
From the beginning, the new owners of the Red Sox tried to break away from the legacy of the Tom Yawkey ownership years. They reached out to Harvard Law School professor Charles Ogletree for advice on how to make Fenway Park more inclusive.
The Red Sox were the last team to hire a black player. There was a lot of resentment on race lines from the ownership of the Red Sox. And Larry Lucchino, John Henry, and Tom Werner have changed that by providing scholarships to our children to go to college, by having Jackie Robinson Day with people like Bill Russell coming over to speak and talking about what it was like in Boston when he was an NBA player, by creating opportunities for young people to come to the stadium and watch games free. So it's a different place than it was then.
Davida Coleman knows there have been changes.
People know that a certain behavior that would make other people feel unwelcome is no longer something that would be allowed.
The Red Sox still have to live with the legacy that includes passing up on opportunities to sign Jackie Robinson and Willie Mays. Robinson actually had a tryout with the Red Sox in 1945. 2 years later, he became a Brooklyn Dodger, integrating Major League Baseball. 12 years after that, Pompsey Green became the first black player for the Red Sox. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.